attention. Discipline will now begin.
What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Today is December 31st, 2005, and you're listening to Bits of Bryn. Oh, it's only 2005 for the next few hours, depending on where you are. And I am actually, this is a rush podcast because my entire family is standing around me, looking at me, wanting me to hurry up because we're off to go see Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire for the third time. And it starts in about 20 minutes, so I have to hurry up. So if I sound like I'm in a rush, it's because I am. I have an upcoming performance this month. It's going to be underground. It's called The Underground. It's actually underneath a church, and it's really hip for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, I go to church every Sunday, and I don't know about performing underneath it would make you any cooler, but I guess I will be towards the end of the month. That's all I have planned for right now, but if there's anything else that's going to happen, I'll keep you updated. Okay, for music bits. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, hasn't been around for a while, but he had the record number of 17 number one hits in his lifetime, second only to the Beatles, who had 20. He's had the number two spot for a very long time, and no one has matched him. Until now. Mariah Carey tied for second place when her song Don't Forget About Us took the number one spot on the charts. Mariah Carey is really making a name for herself in the musical community. She isn't becoming popular because she posed for a Playboy magazine, not because she starred in a rated R movie, not because she sold herself as a toy like so many other artists do in an act of desperation to be taken seriously. It's because of the music. She's been in the biz since 1990, and she's been able to have at least 15 years because of her songs. It's the same reason why Madonna's still around, and you too. They're around because they know that it's the music that makes a difference. Okay, for American Idol update. Simon Cowell said in an interview, "If we can do five, we can do five more." So, there is no way that they will cancel the show. The only variable left is ratings. So, I need you to watch the show so it'll stay on air so I can audition in 2008. It starts January 17th, don't forget. And if you don't like American Idol, just turn your TV on to Fox and leave the room. Sounds like a plan. And because this podcast is iTunes enhanced, you can simply skip over this American Idol section of the podcast if you don't like American Idol for some strange reason. Or you can jump right to it, which is how it should be. Okay, for odds and ends today, my father gave me two homework assignments yesterday. We printed up some business cards 2 days ago. I have five of them in each of my jackets, so that way I can't forget them. But he gave me an assignment that starting the 1st of January, I need to give out at least one business card every day in act of promotion, because I have a really hard time with self-promotion. I get embarrassed and then I neglect it, and as a result, I don't get many new listeners. So I'm going to be working very hard on self-promotion. I started today. I actually gave out a business card today. I wish that I had brought them with me yesterday when he gave me the assignment in the first place. He went to the Apple store and I had two opportunities to give business cards out, and I couldn't because I left them at home on my eyeglass case. So I'm not going to do that again. And I'm going to have them on me at all times. And my other assignment is to actually play the guitar live while recording a segment. I'm thinking I'm going to do it with Gigabits starting next year or the next few hours. What It's gonna be hard for me because I do have a hard time multitasking while playing the guitar. Singing and playing is especially difficult, and just talking to a totally different rhythm. Oh, it's gonna be very difficult. So if I hit a few sour notes, please bear with me. I'll get better in time, I think. Next up, I have the open mic segment. I have Viper on the line. He's going to ask me a live open mic segment because none of you emailed me one. We need to get some for the new year. Okay, Viper, have you decided what you want to ask me?
You want me to ask you a question?
Yes.
I suppose I'll have to think of one first. Let me see. Well, you must have some kind of updates for us on what may or may not be happening on the singing front. There must be something new that has not been yet shared with the audience.
Yes. So, you want me to tell you what is underway right now?
Sure. Encapsulate it as briefly or as elongated as you wish, but any information like that... Sure, that would be agreeable, I think, for everybody to hear. Everybody that frequents your cast, I imagine, would be interested in that.
Okay, well, last night when I was at the Apple Store, I talked to one of the employees there, and I got his business card, and I did some networking, and I made it possible that I can contact him, and he will set up a gig for me at the Apple Store. I can do, like, how to do a podcast seminar, or I can just record something, or I can perform for lots of people, just sing live. And so that's what happened last night.
Well, that sounds interesting. The Apple Store, of course, I don't know where you are, but some of the Apple Stores, at least here on the weekend, get quite a crowd at them. Did they let you do it in the theater section, or did they just get to decide to tell you where you're going to be able to do it?
Oh, I'm going to be able to do it in the studio section with this really nice table. It's sort of like an interior stage. It's really nice.
Oh. What are they going to use for a sound system?
Well, they have some microphones available and mixing boards and power books, and it'll be... probably a little bit nicer than the production here because they have some classier stuff. Well, thank you very much, Viper.
All righty. Well, glad to help in any way I possibly could.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a good rest of your cast. See you later, my kiddo.
Thanks. Bye-bye. For the song of the week, because I am actually sick with the flu and I can't sing, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you an interview that I had with a musician yesterday. I went to the Apple Store and interviewed Jake White, a guitarist. He's fantastic. My goodness, he's absolutely amazing. And I was able to interview him after his seminar. So, here you go.
I'm at the Apple Store and I'm interviewing Jake White. Okay, when did you first decide to become a musician?
I was in ninth grade, and I was at a party, and a friend of ours was playing the guitar, and I heard him play, and it inspired me, and I started taking lessons, and just from there started going to guitar clinics and guitar camps in the summertime, and just that's about it, and it just took off from there.
Cool. How many instruments can you play?
The only one I would claim to play is the guitar, but I also have a guitar that I built that's a double neck fretless bass guitar and a six string guitar, and I play that, and I do a little bit of other stringed instruments, mandolin, and a little bit on the piano and stuff like that.
That's cool. Alright, how long have you been playing the guitar? Ninth grade, okay. Forget that question. What other software do you use to produce your music besides GarageBand?
That's pretty much it.
Really?
Yeah, I do a little bit on a hard drive on a Roland Roland unit, but that's about it.
Okay, how did you get Apple Store's attention? Is it easy to book a gig here at the Apple Store?
It was for me. They just called me and asked me.
So. Oh, can you call them?
I don't know. Give Jason here a call, and he could probably help you out.
Okay. What would you recommend for someone just starting out to become a professional musician?
I would just start playing at small clubs and restaurants and that kind of stuff, malls, just anything you can get. You want to get a demo CD together so that you can land bigger gigs and can pass those out to different people who book, at different venues and so forth, and start getting a mailing list together, pass a clipboard around at your small shows, and start accumulating an email list, and then when you come out with a professional CD, you can email them about that and get them coming to your concerts and get on the radio and that kind of stuff.
Awesome. What is your favorite type of guitar to perform with?
Acoustic guitar, and the brand I use, I've got several Taylor guitars, and I like an acoustic guitar that's a dreadnought shape. It's a little bit bigger guitar, so you can get a better low end.
Yeah, I've got a super miniature guitar.
Do you?
Yeah. What is your favorite GarageBand effect to use on your recorded guitar tracks?
Right now I really just use reverb, several different reverbs, and a little bit of chorus and so forth. Thanks, you guys. Take care. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Is True Roads Records your own label, or is it a record label?
It's my own record label.
Wow. How'd you do that?
I just started it up and started just kind of started my own thing. I wanted to stay independent with it so that I could have control over what I wanted to do and how I marketed my music and kind of the approach that I took to my music. So
okay.
Had other offers from other record companies and wanted to stay independent with it.
Is it easier to compose music with your guitar or no?
I don't have very much to compare it to, but for me it's easier because it's what I'm used to. But I do a little bit on the piano, and just depends on what kind of stuff you're composing. If you're writing songs, lyrics, that's one approach. If you're writing instrumental stuff, to me it's a totally different approach.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening, and I have a great new year. I am checking up on my podcast Alley stats right now. Okay, let's see these. Monthly votes, 0. Oh, come on, people, that's pathetic. End of the year with a bang? Oh, talk about disappointing. Let's do better next year, okay, people? Bye-bye, and happy New Year's.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Tea Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at teapodcasters.com.